This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hey guys, here's a message from one of our partners, Spider VPN. As we all know, browsing the internet can be full of hidden dangers and snoopers, but you can easily protect yourself and at the same time get access to all your favorite websites and streams by using Spider VPN. They have some amazing offers right now and I come highly recommended. Check them out at spidervpn.org. And get yourself some great offers now. And don't forget to mention Dazzling Dave or Always Wolves to get yourself a real nice discount. That's spidervpn.org. Good evening. It's 9 p.m. here in the UK on Saturday. It's been a match day. Wolves have been playing the Saints from Southampton. And we've become out victorious by 3-1. Yes. 3 goals for the second week running, and we're 100% record. 3 games in, we've won 3 games, and we've got another 3 points. 2022 so far has started incredibly well, and this is the Extra Time Show. Hello, we've got our pundits already backstage in the green room. I tell you, you're going to be in for a fantastic evening here on the Always Wolves Squadcast. We've got Scott, we've got Giuseppe, who's going to be making his debut. He'll tell you more about that. We've got the legend, the myth, the man, the wolf man. That is Jeff over in Alabama. We might even be joined by Paul as well. We're going to be delving deep into the match. We're going to be looking at the stats. We're going to be talking about our highlights. We are going to be giving our performance ratings and we are be giving our pundits man of the match. And don't forget, you guys in the chat, at the end of the show, we'll have chance for all the nominees to vote on your people's man of the match as well, which will be interesting. And of course, if you're watching it live here on YouTube, please, if you've just joined, smash a like. Make sure you leave some comments. Feel free to share the video in any WhatsApp groups or any Facebook groups that you have. And of course, if you're listening to it back on the Always Wolves podcast, we hope you're enjoying it wherever you are in the world, because I know this is listened and watched to all over the world. And we've got to say hi to everyone in the chat. We've already got over 50 people in the chat. Drop a hello. Let us know where you're watching from in the world and who you're watching it with. And if you've got any questions for our pundits tonight, please, please make sure you drop it in. And if you were, I'll try and get on as many as I can, but every super chat that gets done, which does help the channel keep going, obviously paying for the stream software that you do, that will definitely get put on the screen. And of course, there are channel memberships available. And I do want to say a massive big thank you to my sponsors who power this show, which is SpiderVPN. So if you're looking for a VPN, that router, they're the place to go. And if you quote the link below, you'll be able to get discounts on. So we're going to get stuck into it. It's 3-1 to Wolves. We've had a goal from Raul Jimenez, which I've already put up on the channel if you've not watched it. We've had a goal from Captain Fantastic, Super Connor Cody, and he's thrilled in front of the South Bank. And from zero to hero, Adama Traore putting £10 million on his transfer fee, scoring at the end, proving that he can finish. But we're going to get into the first of our pundits today, and I'm delighted to welcome back onto the show the lovely Carrie. And Carrie, you've got a furry friend, and he looks up. Or is it a he or a she?
He. This is Rex.
Hello,
and don't
Rex.
Don't be fooled, he's my feral friend. He might look lovely, but he's a little tinker.
And how old's Rex?
He's nearly one.
He looks quite young. He loves you, though, doesn't he?
Well, it's because I feed him. That's why he knows.
Absolutely. I'm just looking in the thing. We've got Ray, who's watching from Texas. Texas. It's fantastic, isn't it? Texas. We've got PK from Massachusetts. Shoot, I hope I said that right. Massachusetts. And then Andy's down in Albrighton. Where else we got? Wolves thing, it's definitely cheaper than NordVPN. You want to check it out. We've got Swanage in Dorset. That's Carl. Jason Tandy said he'd sold and re-signed Adama in 1 minute. That's probably about it.
I think most people had.
I know. Adrian saying hello to Carrie. Watching in England. Fantastic. F1 says hello, Carrie. How are you doing? Ciaran's like an hello, Carrie. Josh is in the UK. Tom's from Stafford, literally up the road from me. Stephen saying hi to you as well. It's absolutely fantastic. Baltimore. Got Danny over in Baltimore. Kieran's in Ireland. Joe's in Bilston. Derek's over in Dudley. Jason saying hi to Carrie. We've got a brand new member. Welcome to Wolves07. If you want to become a member, it does help the channel and you get put into the Discord. So Wolves07, look out for the discussion group on the YouTube. I'll put the link for that. We've got Scooter Finn. He's the person who spoke to you day after the game. Absolutely lovely to meet you, mate, as well today. Carl says hello. And we're going to get stuck into it. Absolutely brilliant. So please, can you welcome the new member, Wolves07. And Katie says, hello, Carrie and Rex. Jason's in Warsaw. So look, Carrie, you were at the game today.
I was. And you know what? My voice feels like it was at the game today.
Yeah.
I've got a very sore throat after that game.
Oh.
It's brilliant. Wasn't it just brilliant?
What were you screaming at? Because I don't know if you've watched my roll video that I've put up. If you're not, it's about 1 minute 40. It was a penalty. I was going nuts, man. You can hear me
exactly.
On the video screaming.
Well, you know, I think I did it. I haven't seen it up on your channel, but the one thing that I was two VAR decisions in one game going in our favour.
I know, mate. I was like, what is going on?
When it went to VAR, I was like, no, they're going to say no. And then he said, yeah. And then obviously the Cody goal going to VAR. And then he went, I was like,
I couldn't see how that was going to be offside because Cody come from behind a defender to head it in the back of the net. And I was like, but I was just, apparently it was Kilman. I mean, it was interesting, but I was like, maybe they felt bad because they hadn't given us any decisions. So, you know, or there's been
that's all our decisions for the season now, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the first half of the season. We don't get any, and then all the decisions going forward, we do get. Maybe that's what
it is. I hope so. It was brilliant. It was just brilliant to get something to go in our favour for a change.
It was. And where were you sitting, Carrie?
In the Billy Wright. In the Billy Wright. So I do need to see the replay of the penalty. I didn't see that. I'll definitely be watching Match of the Day to see. I mean, in fairness to them, Ward-Prowse's goal was, it was a corker. Wasn't it? So, you know, I do want to see all of that on the replay. I haven't seen it. But yeah, just slow first half, I thought.
Well, to be honest, you've got to say fair play to Southampton because the first 10 minutes we didn't get out of our own ground.
No.
And I was looking at the stats, Carrie, just after the game, and Wolves had 42% possession to Southampton's 58%.
Yeah.
We had 9 shots to their 13. We had 5 shots on target. We scored 3 of them. and they had 10 shots on target. Then they had 10 corners to add to. Well, they had 6 corners in the first 10 minutes.
It was ridiculous. We were like, it's literally going a corner a minute as it's
going.
I was saying to the guys,
if you've had a bet on corners, your quid's in it. The one chap had had a bet on 6+ corners. He'd already won the bet after 10 minutes.
It was ridiculous. And, I think Southampton, in fairness to them, they did bring us a game. They're certainly not the worst team we've played this season. I think, we did well to come away with that win. I thought they played well. And I thought, again, in the second half, they were lucky not to get an equaliser.
Oh.
That header.
Carrie, lucky. When it hits the underside of the bar. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you just think, oh, maybe it's with us. It's 2022 and it's a new year. It's a new day. And I'm feeling good. And we scrambled away. Then Adama goes up the other end. He crosses and then he misses an open goal. It's like...
Yeah. And, I felt awful for him because you can see how badly he wants it. I felt awful. And I could just hear everyone around me saying, for God's sake, it's this, it's that. So I was so glad he came back and scored that goal because the people talking about him then after that, the opinion changed completely.
I've said in my vlog, which comes out tomorrow, he went from zero to hero. Because yeah. I was saying on my vlog when he missed the first one, are you watching Tottenham? And then I was like, 10 million on the fee after. To be honest, he took his goal really well.
He did.
Because he didn't slash at it and he went through and he placed it into the net. It was some.
He almost hesitated. It's almost like he got in the box and he looked as if to see, is there someone for me to pass it to? There was no one there. So I'm going to take it. And he actually, it felt like a calculated go rather than, like you say, just shooting for the sake of it.
Yeah.
It was good. Bless him. And, just seeing that comment come up there. Southampton, they've got to have been confident today coming in off a 4-1 win.
They beat 4-1, Brentford 4-1 in midweek. Yeah. So they're scoring goals. And they are a good side. They're a good passing side.
Yeah.
They did come out hungry. They did to us what we did to Man United at Old Trafford. They pinned us back. And to be fair, Sheffield United started better than us last week as well. We were similar. And then we gradually got into the game and took control of the game.
Yeah.
And the penalty, how the ref didn't give it first time, I don't know. There was virtually a double foul. He took Nate Nuri and then they took Pedence out as well.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I actually couldn't believe it went to VAR. We were like, why is there no VAR? And then it did, obviously. And then when he went over to the screen, we were like, oh, my God. That's an unusual sight at the Molyneux these days, going over to the screen.
You don't see it often.
No, definitely not. But it was good. It was great to see.
And how well did Raul take his penalty?
Brilliant. He needed it. I mean, if you could have put a bet on that score sheet today, Jimenez might have been on there, but you wouldn't have had Cody on. You wouldn't have had Traore on. I mean, both Traore, Jimenez, they both needed that goal. Jimenez especially.
Confidence, definitely. Yeah. And to be honest, Raul is such a great penalty taker. The way he took it, the keeper sort of fell over to the left. It's like, because he just completely stroked it into the back of that. His composure, how he manages to see where the keeper's going and places it. And he had a good game. I mean, he did well. He came off again with about 10 minutes to go for Fabio, who again, I thought Fabio Silva again looked good when he come on. In fact, he looked, on the rampage, he looked stronger, he looked sharper, he looks more confident. Yeah. He laid on the chance, didn't he? Adama that missed? I think it was him that laid it on. And he made a good cameo again. What did you think of the team come out? There's no Neves, and then you've got Gomez. Where did he come from? I couldn't tell.
Where's he come from? But I thought, I thought he had a good, solid performance. To be fair, for his debut, I think he did really well.
I don't think he did much wrong, did he?
No. And I think, obviously, Neves was a bit of a shocker, but then I think I saw online he tested positive for COVID. I think that's why he wasn't there today, I think.
Yes, he's out with the COVID. He hasn't trained thingy. And then Gomez came in. He's been on loan to Grasshoppers. We bought him from Estoril, I think. I think he's Portuguese as well. He's only young, but he's 6'1". He's been on loan to Grasshoppers of Zurich, playing in the Swiss First Division this year, top division. And he's come back And apparently Bruno Lage hadn't even heard of him 2 weeks ago.
It's crazy.
And he played him today and he did well.
Yeah. I mean, I was intrigued to see the lineup today. Obviously, we saw he's been out. I was thinking, you know, he's brought Sanderson back. Is he going to be in the lineup? Is he going to give Giles a go? I wasn't sure where he'd go. But, you know, it worked. I think you could see that we were missing Neves in midfield.
Yeah.
But I think we played really well today.
We did. I thought we grew into the game.
Yeah.
I thought the goal was... Finally, it was. I don't know if it was. Someone tell me, was it our first penalty of the season? It seems like it. I know we got given one against Crystal Palace, and it got then got took off us by VAR. And of course, you've got to say credit to Southampton and Ward-Prowse. You've got to say what a free kick that was.
We were like, he's never going to get it in from there. It was too.
You know what, Carrie? I was saying, they've not made a wall. It's too far out, and then he just boom back. What a shit!
It did look like a stunning goal. In fairness to him, and like I said, they did. They played well, and I think I read a report from their manager saying, I don't know whether the better team won, but I think the luckier team won. I think that's what he said in his post match interview. I don't know whether I'm not sure.
We created the better chances.
Yeah.
I thought Jose Sarr made one unbelievably fantastic save when it was 1-0 from that header. I thought he was going to be in, and he just dives and tips. He's like a force field around the goal.
I know.
He's so confident. And is it any surprise that his confidence is so high and our defence's confidence is so high? Because when he gets beaten, you've got Jose Sarr that's there. And he was gutted that he let in the goal. Yeah. I think
it's the first in. We've got 8 clean sheets. That's our first goal. Is that in 9 matches?
Yeah. And it was the first from set piece other than a penalty that we've conceded. So it's our first set piece goal we've conceded this year. And I think that's, someone tell me correctly, I think that's 13 matches in the Premier League in a row that Wolves have not conceded in the first half. Something is mad.
I mean, what a signing Sarr turned out to be, really.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it was good. You've obviously enjoyed the game. I guess Rex has missed you whilst you've been at the game today.
Yeah, I think
what
so.
What type of dog's Rex?
He's eating his own foot. That's his answer to that.
What type of dog is he?
He's a Chihuahua.
Oh, he's cute.
He's one of 3. I've got 3.
Oh, you've got 3 Chihuahuas?
I have, yeah.
What are the others called?
Gus and Jake.
Gus, so, Jake.
Proper, instead of being the proper, crazy proper, cat lady.
Proper names, Gus, Jake and Rex.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Are they all friends?
Yeah, most times, yeah. Most of the time. But obviously he's still a baby, so he does still he does play more. They're older men in comparison to him. They're like 5.
Oh.
So...
that's fantastic. So, Carrie, let's have a look at your performance rating for today. What you're going to give it?
You know, I'm going to go. I'm going to go an 8. I think we're a good solid performance again.
Yeah.
I'm going to give us a good solid 8.
A solid 8.
Yeah.
And Carrie, because obviously this will go forward to the people's vote at the end of the show. Who is your nomination for man of the match from today's 3-1 victory?
You know, it's a difficult one today,
but
I think I'm going to go Traore just because I think he deserved after that, after coming back, after missing that howler, scoring that goal. You could see what it meant to him.
Yeah.
Head in hands and afterwards.
Just because you feel sorry for him, you're going to give him man of the match.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I'm
going to give it him. Yeah.
All right. So you've heard it there. Carrie's nomination to go forward to the people's vote at the end of the show is Adama Traore, and it's a solid 8. And final thoughts on today and the start of 2022. We've got Brentford away next week.
Yeah. Solid performance again. 6 goals in 2 games. Who are we? Who even are we? I'll take it. So solid, strong start to 2022. And I'm excited to see what's coming. With Neto coming back, with Johnny coming back, I'm excited.
Yeah, we've got Yerson back as well. We'll have Wang coming back in February. I think it's going to be an interesting one. What happens with the Traore situation and what happens with that?
I know
Bruno Lage ideally wants to keep him. I just wish he'd sign his contract, you know.
And me too. I'd be intrigued to know what it is he wants. What is he after? What's stopping him signing at the minute? I'd be intrigued to know. But yeah, I hope he does.
I was told it's something to do with the buyout clause, but it's if a certain fee comes in, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it'll all come out in the wash. You know, January transfer window is a very strange one. But when you look, they brought Ryan Giles back. We've got the Luke Kundle that came on again today. Yeah. We've got Jordo, young players. We've got that Toti Gomez that jumped in today. You've got Sanderson. You know, they want to bring in players that are going to make an impact on the first team squad, not average players that are going to going to stop these younger players progressing into the team. And you know, this Gomez chap, he's been on loan to Grasshoppers of Zurich. Wolves are using the loan system well. Ryan Giles has done well out of it. Sanderson as well. And they, you know, Morgan gives White a line. They're toughening them up. They're turning them into men. And then he was called upon today. He slotted in and he's done well.
Brilliant. It's exciting to see. And, you know, I think for that reason, I can't see them spending anything really in January. And, you know, it'd be nice. But I think we've got a strong squad. And with the guys coming back and with the guys who's recalled, it's going to be an exciting time.
I know. Well, we'll have to wait and see. But it's three wins in three. Wolves have scored seven goals in three games. Crazy to think.
Yeah.
We've scored 17% of our Premier League goals in today's match.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it, when you look at it like that? But hopefully now we're just on a run of confidence and we'll just build it from there.
Absolutely. And I did predict the score. I went 3-1 before on my pre-match.
Did you?
I called it 3-1. My dad called it and Sensation called it 2-1. And they were going to be right up until Traore trumped it at the end and scored his goal. Carrie, thank you so much for coming on. I love having you on the show. And
thanks,
you always talk
me
so well. So everyone, make sure that you send the love to Carrie, because we want to get her back, don't we, as often as we can get her on the show. That's what we want.
Yeah, we'll see, Dave.
You love it, really. You love it. Hey. Right, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on. And as I say, Carrie's nomination for Man of the Match is Adama Traore. People will be able to vote on that towards the end of the show. Thanks, Carrie.
No worries.
See you soon, mate.
See ya.
Toodle pip. Bye. Lovely to have Carrie on there, giving the female perspective. She always talks as well, really, really well. And she's got her 3 2-hours, but we've only met the one. Hopefully we'll meet some of the others. But Rex was on there as well. And Kieran has said, I love listening to Carrie. She's a brilliant supporter. Derek says, see you soon, Carrie. And Trudy's saying thank you to Carrie. So we do have a debut coming up next. This is a debut on the show. And it is Giuseppe.
Hello, Dave. Hello.
Giuseppe, hello. Welcome for making your debut today. And tell everyone where you're from.
Right. I am from Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
So obviously I couldn't go to today's game because I just didn't have the time. So obviously I watched it at home.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely going mad. I was.
Yeah.
I just literally loved the game today.
Absolutely. And what's your backstory, Giuseppe? Because Giuseppe's not your traditional black country name, is it?
No, it's not. Basically, my name, it's Italian.
Yeah.
And obviously, I've got Italian parents.
Yeah.
My dad is from Naples. So
Naples, fantastic city.
Yes, it is, yes. And so, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. So how did you get supporting Wolves then? Because you're from Wolverhampton. Well,
basically, I was born here, you see.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know what? I want to support a West Midlands team.
Yeah.
And I decided to support the Wolves.
Good lad.
Because I didn't want to support Birmingham or Aston Villa. None of those two or West Brom.
Birmingham Baggy Birds, yeah.
I decided to support the Wolves.
Good lad. And you've been golden black ever since.
Yes, I have, yes.
Fantastic. So what did you think of the game today then, mate?
Well, absolutely unbelievable. Never, obviously, like, I've been supporting Wolves since 29 years now. And this is one of the best sides that I've seen in ages.
We've got some quality players, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Very quality players.
Fantastic.
Go on.
Who's your overall favourite player at the moment?
Well, I don't know really, to be fair. But I quite like Bruno Jordão.
Yeah, he's a youngster. He's got a lot of potential.
Because I remember that me and my friend, we used to go and watch the under-23s quite a lot. And he was basically like playing with the under-23s, and he looked really good. So, but my best player overall is definitely gonna be Daniel Pallent.
Yeah, he's come really good this year, hasn't he? Yes, so you
he
were
has.
Watching. I'll take it. Did you get it on the TV today, or are you watching on your computer?
I was watching on my computer today.
And you said you were shouting a lot. Why were you shouting a lot today?
Because when the foul was in the box with Ryan Aitnori and Daniel Pallent, I was like, he's gonna turn this over here. He's gonna turn this over. So then
it was to me. I mean, I think anyone that was watching, apart from the referees, I mean, maybe the Southampton fans, because they wouldn't want it. But like, we were absolutely screaming. I mean, as I'll say again, I put the Raul goal up already.
I saw your video when you put it up. Actually,
I was a bit like you then when I was shouting.
Yes,
it's a penalty, and everyone else.
Yeah,
penalty.
Definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. And he took it really well, didn't he, Raul Jimenez?
Yes, he did.
And that settled us down, I thought.
Yeah. Then when Connor Cody scored, I even went happier.
I was so happy for Connor.
Because Connor Cody, he's just unbelievable. I just don't know what to say to him.
He's having a fantastic season.
He's such a good leadership in that team. He is. He's such a really good leadership. He is.
He is. He's having a brilliant season, isn't he?
He is. Yes, he is.
Absolutely phenomenal, and obviously he popped up, and then Adama Traore misses one and scores one.
Yes, I know. When he missed the first one, I was like, that's it. You're going. Your career's over now for us. And then when he scored the third one, I was like, here we go. Are you going to start scoring again now?
Oh, no.
So hopefully,
it went in, of course, that took the pressure off, because at 2-1, Southampton were pushing.
Yes.
And we got the third, and that was like, okay, we're home and hosed now.
Yeah. But all I'm hoping, that'll give Adama confidence now to start scoring goals for us.
Well, as long as he's here, because he might only be here for a week or two. We don't know what's going to happen. Well, you know, it's all up in the air at the moment. What can you do? We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Wolves have definitely not if he's going to go, we've got to play hardball. There's different suitors in. I think they'll still get 20 million, 25 million in the summer if they sold him. So for me, because I think there'll be more money gushing around there. People, 80% of transfers are done in the summer window. And I do think that people have a bit more money to spend. So I think I don't think we'd lose the value on him if we held on to him now. And Bruno seems to want to keep him. Connor Cody talked about it afterwards. I mean, you could see the joy on Traore's face scoring in front of the South Bank. I think that's a massive monkey off his back, so to speak, with that goal, scoring it. The pressure's off. He's got the goal now. Maybe they'll bring his confidence. I mean, it's, I know some people are frustrated in the transfer window that Fosun aren't spending more money. You see the likes of Villa bringing in Coutinho, who made an impact for them today on loan, and Newcastle spending the cash for Wolves. To be honest, with 31 points, we are not going to get relegated.
No, in fact, we're not.
We're in line for a European place.
Yes, definitely.
And we're in the next round of the FA Cup. Wolves can keep their powder dry a little bit.
Yeah,
I've got it under under reasonably good confidence that Wolves will spend quite a bit of money this summer coming, and that's where they're keeping the powder dry for. But we've got some got some good young players as well, and it's an opportunity to bring them through.
Yes,
and
we have.
Gomez did really well today.
Yes,
mate.
Yes.
What are you going to give as your performance rating?
I'm going to give it an 8.
It's another solid 8 from Giuseppe.
Yes.
And your man of the match, your nomination, pundit's nomination for man of the match, Giuseppe.
Wow. Like what Karen said.
Carrie, sorry.
It's going to be hard again. It's hard. I don't know. I'm going to give it Max Kilman.
He had a magnificent game again,
Because Max Kilman, he's just solid. He's just solid in the defence.
Like, he really is, mate.
Like I said to my friends, I said, we are going to struggle to keep him, you know. We are really going to struggle to keep him.
Yeah.
We need to try and keep him because he's that solid.
Well,
that
Max Kilman is on a 5-year contract, so he ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going to
do too much about him. It would take stupid money for him. But, I admit, some of the tackles and the way he plays and the assurance, he's just a young man that's growing more and more confident. And you just think that Gareth Southgate has got to be looking at the Wolves' defence and thinking they've got the best defensive record in the Premier League. And probably that someone might tell me might be that all four leagues with, 15 goals conceded. Yeah. And Max Kilman is a massive part of that. And if Gareth Southgate is not looking at putting Max Kilman into the England squad or giving him a try, having a closer look at him, because the guy, alongside Cody's surely got to be saying to Gareth, you need to have a proper look at him. So
definitely.
He's got to be getting close to an England call-up, surely. You don't have a team that's so defensive solid and you've got one of the central defenders, i.e. in Cody, that's in the England squad, and then you've got Max Kilman alongside him. Surely he's got to be close, you think. But he's a good shout, Max Kilman. So we've got Max Kilman as Giuseppe's nomination for the People's Choice Award at the end of the show to go forward. So we've now got Adama Traore and Max Kilman nominated. Your final thoughts on the start to 2022? Where do you think Wolves will end up finishing off?
Well, I reckon top six, Dave.
Top six. And how far do you think you can go in the FA Cup? I ask this for everyone that's first time on, mate.
Well, I reckon we're going to get to the final this time. Final this time, Dave.
Oh, that would be my dad's dream, man.
Final, Dave.
I'll tell you something now. I'll tell everyone now. If we get to the final of the FA Cup and I'm standing there with my dad singing Abide With Me, I will cry. I will. Because it will
Dave, I've just got to say one thing to you. Your dad, I love him. I love him as well. He's amazing, your dad.
He's probably watching this now. So, hi, Dad. Hi, Magic. He probably put it on his YouTube, he's figured out how to get YouTube on the telly, so he's probably watching that.
Oh, wow,
and he really enjoyed it today. Yes. And it was a great day out as well with the producer, Sensation and Magic. And obviously you've watched the instant reaction after the game as well.
Yeah.
Giuseppe, an absolute pleasure to have you make your debut.
Okay, yeah, no problem, Dave. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated, Dave.
And thank you for your support for my channel.
Okay, yeah, no problem. No problem, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
So that's Giuseppe making his debut. A really nice bloke coming on today. I am pleased to tell you that we have our regular Paul Mansell pundit, who's just come back from his favourite place, one of his favourite places, that will be closing the show. We're going to have Scott next. We've got the legend Wolfman Jeff, and then we've got Paul on last. Is that all right, Paul? Fantastic. So, Scott, let's have a look what Scott has got on today, because he's always got something interesting on. Whoa, Scott, what's that toff? Oh, is it a Bushbury top again?
Bushbury, yeah.
Is it a white top, mate?
Yeah, it's our white top.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
No. I like it. Quite nice.
Yeah, it is. It's quite nice, mate. Did you go today?
No, I was playing football this morning and went straight on and what banged it on the TV.
On the IPTV, was it, or something like that, was it?
Yeah, some nice kind stream.
Mate, we've got to say you played football today. Mm-hmm. What was the score?
We lost 6-0.
To be honest, the one thing that I've got to like about Bushbury Hill is, because you do put your stuff on, you don't win a lot, but you keep taking part and you keep doing it.
Well, we've got three teams, two are in leagues. Then we've got a developmental team, which played today, which is the lads
who... You're missing me, because I am the missing jigsaw piece, because I'm quite a good player. Paul Mansell will find this out very soon.
You're welcome to come down anytime, Dave, you know.
Mate, you need someone to put the goals in, but like Paul's talking about the over-30s thing, and I'm going to have to show him how to play, to be honest, because if he plays anything like he plays at tennis, where he just kicks, hoofs the ball. We'll talk about these laughing at the moment. Mate, tell us about the game, what your thoughts were about the match as a whole.
First off, I honestly thought we were in for a long day. So I was quite busy because Southampton came and clearly they wanted to walk away from Molineux with 3 points.
Yeah.
But to get that penalty, I think, was the start of us kicking it up a notch, especially in the second half. We turned up the heat on them. A bit worrying when Ward-Prowse scored that goal. But
I have to say, I've got the video and the match vlog will be out tomorrow. So make sure you're liking this and you're watching got your bell notifications, because that'll go on tomorrow. But what a strike that was.
Was, yeah.
He can strike a ball, can't he?
I said to my lad, I bet you any money he gets this in. And he was like, why? And I was like, because it's Ward-Prowse. Ward-Prowse is like one of the best free kick takers I've ever seen. And he just proved it there and then. To be honest, from a goalkeeping point of view, I thought Saar, if he had his foot in a bit better, he would have got to it.
He was disappointed, wasn't he? It's like that with the keeper. If when there's a free coming, they take a slight step to the weight going the one way. By the time they got back, it's past them. And the speed of the shot. I mean, to be honest, that gave Southampton a real belief. It's like when we were 2-1, when we were down to Villa 2-0, and we got the goal, and it was like the Alamo, and they got the confidence. And then, mate, when they hit the underside of the bar, it was so close to going in. That was, I was like, oh my god! And then it nearly fell to them, and we scrambled it away. I just thought maybe our luck's in 2022, and we got two VAR decisions as well, and Traore scored, and Cody scored.
I think I know as well why you went to VAR for that penalty. It's because it was a weird one, because the ball had come through and the players took out, I think it was Aitnori, but Aitnori and the player both didn't touch the ball. The ball went right through the middle of them. So I thought, is that a penalty? Because Aitnori ain't touched it.
He didn't have to touch it, does he?
But that's,
to touch the ball. If the player has taken his legs, it don't matter whether he's touched the ball or not, does it? If someone's off the ball and they've gone like that,
true,
elbowed someone's thing and they're about off the ball, it's still a penalty. It's a foul.
True. That's what I thought VAR was looking at it, just to see if there was any touch in there from their player or our player.
My dad, Magic, said it was two penalties because there was like a foul on Aitnori and they followed it up with a foul on Daniel Pedence as well.
Well, I said to my son, I said, like, if they turn the VAR onto the Podence challenge, that this ain't going to be a penalty. But if they keep it where Aitnori is, we're going to get the penalty. And we got the penalty.
I don't know if you've watched my I put the Raul goal up with the penalty, and it's got the VAR sequence. Mm. everyone was screaming penalty. The whole stadium said it. It was like it was such a obvious penalty, and then he didn't give it. It's like it's got to be reviewed by VAR, and then he obviously goes to the they've obviously recommended he go and have a look at him, and it takes. I mean, they don't nine times out of ten when they've gone and looked at the monitor, they change their mind. But it, you know, this is Wolves and the VAR team, and it was like, is this just going to be a funny joke that they've gone and checked it twice and then not given it to us? And then, of course, they checked. Why did they check Connor Cody's goal, mate?
They thought Kilman was offside.
Oh, Kilman.
But he wasn't.
Oh, when he headed the ball across.
Yeah, because Kilman headed it, bounced off the post, and then Cody headed it in. And clearly, Cody's never going to be offside because he had like about four different men in front of him.
Passed everyone, didn't they?
Yeah, because Cody was in the right place because I think Raul went too fast. Because if Raul was supposed to head, it would have definitely been offside, but it went flying over Raul and all the rest of the guys in the box. And Kilman, beautiful header, bounced right off the post, and then Cody was just in the right place at the right time to knock it over.
Anticipated it faster than everyone else, didn't they?
Yeah, and then if you look at the ball line technology, you know when it's sometimes just over the line, that was blatantly over the line. Like, so there was no arguing, it was definitely a goal. There was nothing on
the side. Blatantly over the line?
The ball.
Didn't Cody hit the back? He had it into the back of the net or something?
No, because the ball went into the net and then he got knocked straight away before it touched the net.
Right. Well, so, from where I'm sitting at the north.
If you look at Cody's celebration, he's looking at the ref before he turns to the south bank because he's making sure that the goal line technology has said it's gone over.
Was it the keeper or another player?
I think the keeper slapped it away, but I'm not sure because it was really a horrible camera view. You had the keeper there. Raul was behind the keeper in the net, and you had about four Southampton men in front of their own keeper, and Cody was in the right place at the right time to header it. And literally, the goal line technology, where the line was and where the ball was, there was no mistaking. It was a goal.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, Merv Bennett says Raul ducked because he knew he was offside.
If he had touched it, Raul would have definitely been offside. But Kilman was a beautiful header.
That second goal certainly helped without a shadow of a doubt. Obviously, Southampton came back into it a lot. I thought they were quite a good side. I thought Wolves, you know, were just more clinical with their chances.
I think you've got to give credit where credit's due. Southampton, when they first started the game, knew what they were coming for, and they took the game to Wolves. And if it weren't for Saar, they might have got something out of it. And then you fast forward to when James Ward-Prowse gets that goal back. To be honest, if it's anybody you're going to bet on scoring, it's going to be him if he's standing over the ball.
Yeah.
But because of how good Saar's been this season, I thought Saar might meet it. But he scored. And then there was about 5 minutes where I thought, okay, this might end a bit like, you know, on tender hooks. But when Traore scored that third, you knew it was our day then.
The game, wasn't it? I mean, it's quite, it was a good game and it was an entertaining game. I don't know where we are on match of the day. I've predicted we'll be fourth tonight because I've got a feeling they'll go Chelsea, Man City first. Then they'll probably go with the Man U Villa game because there's a bit of drama. Then they'll probably go with the Watford Newcastle game and then we might get fourth.
I guarantee you, I guarantee you, Man United versus Villa will be number one. Because I watched that game myself. It was a good comeback, to be fair. So I think they'll be first. I reckon we'll be about second or third. If we're anything less than that, it's a disgrace.
I've got a feeling we'll be on fourth, but we'll wait and see. Jose Saar was magnificent, mate. What was your take on the save at 1-0?
Oh, this keeper's got to, he's not only the best signing Wolves have done in recent time, but he's the best signing in the Premier League this season. And save after save after save, and some of the saves that he pulls out is crazy. Like I love Patricio, and when he left I was a bit gutted, and then when you first saw Jose Saar and you saw some of the mistakes he made, you're sceptical on is this keeper going to be that good, but he's come into his own now and he's probably turned out to be the best signing we've made,
mate. I'm completely with you. I was like, when Patricio was going, it was like, okay, cracking keeper. But Jose Saar, I think he's better than Patricio. I just think it's his time. I just think he's playing in a system that really suits him. You know, you're looking at Bruno Lage. I think Tony Roberts has had a big thing. Paul's mentioned this before. Tony Roberts, the goalkeeping coach, and the way the defence play and the way we defend and attack free kicks as well, a lot to do with that. And I just think Jose Sarr's shot stopping is brilliant. He's always looking to get the play moving when he gets the ball. He feels confident. I mean, the other thing today as well, that, I mean, it was in the first half when the striker was bearing down on him, and then he sent him for a point in the pub the next day. He just turned the ball away. I was like, oh my God. And then he just runs away with the ball. It's like one of them. Sometimes you see a goalie error. I mean, I've heard that Martinez goal for Villa. Martinez made a mistake for the first Man United game against Villa today. I haven't seen it back yet, but I heard that was a goalkeeper mistake. He's a good keeper as well, isn't he? So who's impressed you today?
They all have, to be fair. For me, when Traore missed that chance before his goal,
oh my God, it's just so Traore.
It's just like he has time to just take the ball down and then hit it. Or even more so, if he sees Podence running in and Podence has got more of a view of the goal, leave the ball for him to just smack it in. But Traore, he's eager to get that goal.
Finished twice clinically against Sheffield United last week.
I think he's just eager to get that goal to prove that he is better than what some people think he is. And when he got that goal, and he finished it really well as well, to be fair to him. I don't think he's going to go anywhere in the January transfer window. I do think if we get European football again, he'll sign a new contract.
Well, that's definitely an option. And Wolves F1 has put, can you hit the like button? Yeah, it says, see whether we can get 150 likes on the video. That would be amazing. And it lets YouTube know you like the content. And if you're new, don't forget to subscribe. Thank you for those that are hitting the likes. We agree. I agree with you, mate, about Jose Sarr. I just think he's good. But also, Adama Traore, I am so pleased he scored that goal, because had he not, he would have really, like, people would have just gone, let him go, because, like, he just can't. He's got no end.
If you've seen Twitter when he missed that shot, and then Twitter afterwards when he scored, the same people that were slagging him off were the same people going, oh, my God, what a great thing.
It wasn't any different in the thing, because I was saying, Tottenham, are you watching? When he missed the goal and then he scored, it's like an extra 10 million on the thing when he scored. But football's a confidence game, and, you know, it might just be good for him that he scored. I mean, he looked so happy and, like, relieved when the ball went in the back of the net.
You look at the celebration. You look at the celebrations after he scored it, and you know how much it meant to him. You know how much
and the rest of the team as well.
Yeah, the lads around him. So, for me, I don't know what it is. You know, we can all speculate why he ain't signed the new contract, but whatever it is, we need to give it him. Like, for me, Traore, there's a lot more to come from him, and I'd rather see it come with Wolves than come with another team.
Scooter's asking, when do you think Neto will be back? He's looking at February sometime, apparently. Mate, let's have your performance rating today.
Well, I've done it, like, strictly for you today, Dave.
Oh, you haven't, have you? It's an eight. It's an eight. I like it. That's what we should have everyone do. Like, Paul, and then, Jeff, you've got time to write yours down. Jeff's already looking for a pen in the green room. Fantastic. Then, start a new thing here. That's what we're going to have to do. You're going to have to put your score up. Fantastic.
For my man of the match, I've gone with 8 Norrie.
8 Norrie. Right. Explain.
This lad is an incredible player. Like, he has come on leaps and bounds for us. And you can see it by the assist he made for Semedo in the cup. And then today, again, I just thought he was incredible. He won the penalty for us. You know, I think he had a chance as well on goal. This lad is like, imagine, like, I'll treat it like Pokemon. You've had Venegra. This is the evolution of Venegra. It's 8 Norrie. Yeah. And 8 Norrie is just incredible. And I think there's more to come from this lad. We're going to attract a lot of attention on him as well. And we need to just keep him, because I think he's incredible.
Yeah, mate, he's 19. He looks the real deal. He's like, yeah. I completely agree. He's gone to the level that we wanted Venegra to go.
Yeah.
And 8 Norrie's gone there. And he's just, he's got pace, he's got skill, he can deliver a set piece, he appears in the box, he's defensively sound. Look how he shut out Salah against Liverpool. You can understand why people are sniffing around, but like, he's still got a lot to improve. He's going nowhere. We've not long signed him.
The thing is as well, like, you got to look at the key elements to it as well. Ain't no worry, he's got a good friendship with Sace. Sace has, like, took him under his wing.
Yeah.
Give Sace a new contract. New contract. And then ain't no real one stay even more, I reckon.
Sace should have just a new contract because he's so funny.
Well, that's another thing as well. I want to say how well Sace is doing in the African Cup of Nations. I watched both Morocco games. And
they won both games?
Yes.
I know they won the first one against, was it Ghana? They won 1-0.
Yeah, they won 1-0 and they won 2-0 in their last one as well.
2-0. So it looks like they're progressing into the next round. So he's not going to be back. So it looks like Gomez is going to have a bit of a sustained run in the team by the looks of it.
That's another thing as well. Gomez, incredible debut for him. I thought he was awesome.
He was. He came on the screen. The producer spotted it at the start. He came on the screen, on the big screen, and he looked really, really nervous. And within the first 5 minutes, because Southampton were on the front foot, he got a couple of good tackles in, a couple of good touches on the ball. He did play a few passes a bit short early doors, but he just grew into the game as the game went on. And, of course, making a debut, you're going to be nervous in the Premier League. How old is Gomez?
Got to be about 18, 19, isn't it? 21. 21.
21 years old. You've got eight Nouri's, 20, 19. Gomez is 21. Max is 24.
That's the thing, like Bruno. I didn't even know who he was. I never heard of him. I didn't even know we had a player called Gomez with us.
2 weeks ago. He only heard of him 2 weeks ago when he was coming back off loan.
But I think he had an incredible debut. And I think if we're going by that performance, I wouldn't mind starting him again in the next game against Brentford.
Ben Greening said he's 22, and so does Murph. Said he must have had a birthday. I think he's going to get a bit of a run out. I think Marcel was injured. He does tend to be a bit made of glass occasionally. He's had a bit of a good run. It's pretty good. So you've gone with Ait Nouri. That's a pretty good call. We've got three different votes for the People's Choice. The pundits so far, we've got Traore, Max Kilman, and now Ait Nouri. Let's see what the Wolfman Jeff's going to have to say next. And I think you might have started something with the paddle board. However, you do need to work on your paddle board for next time. I want a proper paddle board. That was just a piece of floppy paper.
So I was going to get the controller and stick it on like that, but I thought that just looks really embarrassing.
It's a start. Everyone's under thing. We've got to get proper paddle boards. So, I mean, it's the first one, so we'll accept paper for this one. But next time, proper paddle board. So you've got to work on it, Scott. Okay, but you've started something now, because I reckon Wolfman and Paul are going to come out with stuff. I just know they will.
What I'll do, Dave, for you is I'll put on a jazzy suit, like I'm on Strictly as well.
Yeah.
To reward the points.
Absolutely. And a little bow tie. That would be fantastic. Scott, thanks for coming on, and keep up the good work with Bushry Hill. And when I get a chance, I'll come down and play and sort your team out. So I'll score a few goals and start winning. Catch you later, mate.
See you later, Dave.
Cheers, bye, Scott, mate. Bye. So there's Scott, always talks really well. So we've got Wolfman coming up next, and followed by Paul. And all the way from the US of A, it's the Wolfman, Alabama.
Whenever I come there, you need to introduce me to Kev. And so Kev and I could howl like madmen outside of the Molyneux sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. Who's the howl on Twitter? Kev, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. I have to remember, we have to ask Paul. I need to ask Paul if he's related to Harry Mansell from 77, the podcast there. So I'm just curious.
That's a very good thing. I will ask him.
All right.
Because they do have the same surname, which is interesting. But I'm not sure. But it's a good question. I don't know why I've never thought of that myself, to be honest, to ask it. But there you are over in Alabama. You watched the game today on the big TV.
Yep, big giant screen.
Is it on Fox News or Fox Sports?
No, it's on Peacock, which is part of NBC.
It's been on the Peacock. As you can see here, Jason Tannehill, he is the legend Wolfman. Hi, hey, Jeff, Jason. Mate.
Hey, Kieran.
Hi, Jeff. There's hey, only Kieran. One Wolfman,
hey,
Jeff.
Hey, Marv. Jeff. Merv.
They love, hey, they Carl. Love, we all, to be honest, mate, we all love
hey,
you.
Katie. Hey.
Everyone saying hello. So what were your takes on the game and what time is it over there at the moment in Alabama and what's the weather like?
It's almost 5 o'clock in, well, Eastern time. In Alabama, I break the rules because I live right on the time zone. So we keep our clocks to Eastern time, so Atlanta time. So in Alabama, it's 3:54. But for us, we decide we're going to use the time stone that we stole from Thanos and we're going to keep it at 4:54.
I like it. That's fine. And what's the weather doing over in Alabama?
It was raining. It wasn't supposed to rain till tomorrow, but it's raining and cold. We didn't get snow, but snow was all around us. We're in a valley, and it just kind of avoided us. I think it knew it was a match day, and it didn't want to incur my wrath.
Well, that's good news. So, that's good news. Is it cold there then, Jeff, at the moment?
It was not too bad. It was about 40 Fahrenheit.
What
earlier,
does that class as Celsius?
I don't know, 10.
Oh, right. It was
well,
cold
not quite 10. I guess it's about 7.
Yeah, it was cold here today. It was just above freezing.
Yeah.
Today, I had the thermals on under the jeans and everything today. Yeah, it was -2. We went out. Kieran says, "Love listening to Jeff."
Hey, Kieran.
Yeah, so you've had it. I'm thinking, what are your take on the game? And also, because you can see Jeff's instant reaction on the International Fan when it comes out in a day or two.
Yeah, we don't want to give it away because you have to wait for it. You have to watch it yourself. We're not going to do any spoilers on the International
Reaction. No spoilers, Jeff. How do you feel about Wolves' start to the season?
I'm feeling
2022.
Well, I was reflecting, Dave, how we're doing now as opposed to a year ago. And it was a year ago this time, and we got to the worst. And the question, we were struggling with the question of whether or not Nuno was going to survive. I think I was in denial.
Yeah.
I think once we had the loss to that other team in the Black Country, that really, I mean, I'm not sure what time it was near that time of the year. It got really bad. So I think the biggest change is, and it's been mentioned before, is confidence. Yeah. And I would say that's even in the past month or 2 months, it's gotten better and better. And so today we didn't play quite as commanding as we did against Man United or as we did in the Cup, but we played very well. But what the difference was, I think we took the confidence of those wins into this match, Dave. And we knew we were going to win it. We were just going to find a way to win it. And the other part of confidence, once we actually got a penalty, which I believe it's been 11 months since we had a penalty.
11 months? Wow.
I think they had announced that. Now, that may not be accurate, but I'm going off of what the commentators said. But the commentators were always calling Gomez. They were also calling him Semedo because they couldn't tell them apart. So you could only, you know, I take them with a grain of salt, but it's been a ridiculous amount since we have had penalties. And I think that was two great things for us. First of all, Jimenez is getting another shot in the arm, great confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think for the whole team, it was like, okay, so the fates aren't against us. So
yeah.
Things have turned around. And then from that point on, yes, I know that Southampton never gave up and they fought all the way through. They are a quality side. Hasenhüttl is he's a solid coach. And I'm surprised that Ward-Prowse doesn't come on until later on. But even though they had that amazing free kick, which I don't know, maybe Saw, if he had moved a little bit, could have changed it. But I can't really fault Saw for that because I think it really was a beautiful goal that he scored. But you know what?
Even I was watching it, I was gutted that it went in. But yeah. Even I would say, wow, that's a great free kick.
It didn't faze me because it didn't faze them at all. And that's the main part. I think in the past year, if someone else started to come back, I think it may have shook them. Nothing shook them today. And I think that confidence was the big difference. And, yeah, we had the penalty which is always great. But then the other two goals in the second half were rather commanding. So no one really expects Cody to get a goal. And so every time he gets a goal, it's really fantastic.
It is. And he scored two this year as well. He scored that key one.
I know.
Equalizer against Villa, and then he got the second today. He likes scoring the second goal.
Well, you know, he's big, he's tall, and he's in that right spot. I mean, if he's going to get a goal, it's going to be in a situation like that where they're lined up in the box. And so I'm glad he got that. And then, of course, I'm not sure if I'm happier with that Raul got the penalty or that Adama got to finish that goal, because he was pushing, he's trying. And recently, I've never seen a lack of effort for Adama, or rarely do I see a lack of effort. It's just been a lack of control. And today, when that goal, there was moments in this match he didn't have control with spinning his wheels, putting out a lot of energy with little effort, with little to show for it. But that goal today was textbook. And so that was really good to see for him, and got to see him on the score sheet. And that's his first goal of the year.
It changed everyone's. I think everyone's thinking, because he would have been the full guy again today. Yeah. Had he not done that after missing that chance, it would have been like, that's just typical Adama. And then 60 seconds later, it was composed finish. He used his pace. He placed it well in the corner. And that's what we want to see from him. If he could do that, he would be worth, he would be worth a lot more than the 20 million they're talking about.
Well, I think that overall has been the change throughout the whole side, is that when we have these issues and you're going to make mistakes, is they're shaking off those mistakes. Those mistakes aren't staying with them. They're shaking them off and they're just moving on and trying to find something else, and they're creating something else. I thought Fabio was great when he came on again. Kilman was maybe perfect.
Yeah, we need to talk about Cap Fabio, because Kieran's mentioned a few times in the chat. Some of his play when he come on again today, he seems stronger, more confident, holding the ball off. He's not getting pushed off the ball as much. He waltzed through the defence a couple of times. He caused chaos and havoc. He looked great when he come on. I mean, he's looking now like he is a backup striker for Raul. And we can bring him on, and he can make an impact when he comes on, or like last week when he started.
Well, what he's doing is he is trying to create something, and it doesn't have to be his goal. He's going to create something that will end up having a goal. So he's sharing that. It seemed like when he was first here, he was kind of waiting to be served. And now he's creating the service for others, which sometimes come back around to him. And he just keeps, and he's tenacious, and he wasn't as tenacious as he is now. So those two factors, I think it's a little more selfless, and in his tenacity have increased. And of course his strength, and he's bulked up. I know that Bruno has worked with him, and Bruno, when he came in, that's what he was known for. He was known for helping young talent reach their potential. And so I know we want to see these big names who've been in, who've been on the sheets for 10 years. I have a feeling we're probably going to be bringing in more players with immense potential that Bruno can carve into legends.
Well, the Reaper is saying 100% right there.
That's right, Reaper. That's right.
And you make some really, really good points there as well, because he was good. And Gomez, like you say, a young chap that's come in, he's made an impact today when he's come on. We've seen Kilman, who's established in the team. We've got Neto to come back. Ait Nori's 19. You know, we've got some young talent there that have, you know, are good already, but are just going to keep getting better.
I was hoping to see Sanderson play today, because it's been a while since we've seen him, and I want to see how he's looking now and how he would play for Bruno. You know, but kind of keeping an eye on what he's doing in championship, but I'd like to see how he does in Premier. And so I'm hoping that before he gets sent back out, which I expect he probably will be, especially if Gomez is going to play this way. I'd like to see him get his time to show what he's made of.
Yeah. He's on the bench again today, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on the bench.
We saw Luke Kundle come on and get another appearance right at the end today. Jeff, we're going to talk about your performance rating. I can't wait to see what you put up with this. Okay. Oh, he's made a paddle board. It says,
It's a flag of Canada. It's not upside. It's not a protest of Canada that it's upside down. It's just I didn't want to ruin the flag. So
okay.
Ocho or
eight. It's a solid eight from Jeff. Solid.
Well, I would say it was a 9 in the second half and probably 6.5 to 7 in the first. I think it ended up being 7. The first 10 minutes was a little shaky, but again, we shook it off and we were able to defensively. I think we were pretty solid, but there was we had some hard times getting things going. But and we kind of gave a little bit in the first 10 minutes. Of course, how many corners they had, but our defense was solid and we stopped every one of them. But then we started to pick up pace. And then once the second half came in, we're leading in the second half. You could tell we were in the driver's seat from then on.
Absolutely. So good solid eight. And what's your vote for the pundits man of the match?
Okay. Well, you know, you've got a lot of candidates roll with the, with his penalty. You've got Pedenz, who was the master of creativity. Not only was he filling a role that sometimes we hopefully will see Neto in coming up soon for creating, we also didn't have Neves. And even though Dendonka's okay, he's not a replacement for Neves. And so we had to find other ways to create. I think Semedo and Pedenz both added to that. And where Joao Moutinho was making sure everything was taken care of. So I think Pedenz would be in there. Semedo, I think, did great. Kilman, fantastic. But you know what? I'm going to go with Scott because it could have been a draw after a few times because Southampton came back at it again and again. But Jose Sa is just – he's incredible, Dave. And as much as I thought Rue – Patricio was one of the best keepers I'd ever seen. Jose Sa came, you know, to me out of nowhere. And I expect that very soon he's going to get a call up to Portugal. I think Ronaldo was looking at Sa and I could see in his face that he's going to tell Portugal, you better put him on the national side because I think he's going to replace Rue on the Portugal national team.
Absolutely. So you're going to go with Jose Sa.
Yeah. And again, you kind of want to pick the goal scorers because they got the goals, but you know what? It's Jose Sa just too many times just did inhuman acts, feats of strength. So,
absolutely. Well, we've got 4 nominees now because we're going to be interested to see what Paul goes with because we've got 8 Norrie, mm-hmm. we've got Jose Sa, mm-hmm. we've got Kilman, and who's the other one?
Was it Pedenz? I thought someone mentioned Pedenz.
Was
it Roll?
Traore, wasn't it? Traore.
Oh, it was Traore, yeah. Honestly, I don't think Traore was in enough.
I'd say that, Jeff, but Carrie was feeling sorry for him because of everything, so she's kind-hearted, she gave him that. She put him in.
But we had just enough, and I think Carrie is right, because it was like just enough Adama to come in and do it right, and then only be there for that. So, like, the amount he played was great. So,
and Tom also is backing up Jose Sa because he's got great hair and a superb beard. And I think that's probably what's edged it for you today.
Yeah, well, Tom, you know, I hadn't really thought about the hair, but the beard, certainly. I have beard envy. Actually, he may have the world's weakest chin, and you don't know it. It's just that beard's covering that up. I don't know. Mate,
you do crack me up, Jeff. I love having you on, mate. Absolutely brilliant. I always love talking to you live. And one day we will do that in person, I'm sure, at some point. But, mate, absolutely brilliant again. And so you can see Jeff's international fan reaction when it comes out. Probably on Monday that will be out. Mate, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, always Wolves.
Always Wolves, Jeff. Absolutely, mate. Take care of yourself and stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Cheers, man.
All right, bye.
There he is, the Wolf man, the myth, the man, the legend. Always puts a smile on her face. What a class guy. And finally, today, we have joining us a regular pundit on the show. On last today, wearing the lovely white top. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? You're looking very intelligent today.
I wear these glasses on an evening. It's meant to help with sleep, I think. So I'm willing to give anything a go.
And you've been down. You've been down at one of your favourite places, having a meal after the match, haven't you?
Yeah, it just makes. I mean, I like going as well, but it's good for the kids in there.
Makes it is a nice day place. And, I've seen you in there a couple of times, haven't I?
Celebrate with a beer and a burger and. It's just a nice chilled out place to go after the game.
Well, there's loads of people here saying hi to you as well, all through there. They always love having you come on, which is nice. But we've got to ask Jeff's Mansell's question. Here he is. Are you related to Harry Mansell?
He's a nice guy. I've spoken to him briefly on Twitter, but as far as I know, we're not related, no.
So there's your answer, Jeff. They are not related. They just have share the same surname. Mate, where were you sitting again today?
Billy Wright Upper, usual seats.
In the Billy Wright Upper, of course. How did you see the game from start to finish? And the game unravel how you expected before the match or a bit different?
I think the first 10, 15 minutes, you could draw parallels with the Sheffield United match. We were on the back foot. And I was thinking about why this was. And to me, I think it's a big sign of respect from the opposition.
Yeah.
That they think they have to come and really try and get into us early and put us onto the back foot. And to be fair to them, they did. I think they won five or six corners in that stage of the game.
Unbelievable. I've got so many corners early doors.
We couldn't get out. So credit to them for the way they started the game. But as we've proved time and again, we're solid defensively and we can ride that storm. And as the first half went on, we grew into the game and the goal came as we started to become the team in the ascendancy, I think.
Yeah.
My instant reaction was that it was a penalty.
Yeah.
And I've watched the replay and he cuts him in half.
It took some of the cuddly. I've put that particular goal and the penalty and the VAR and then the roll penalty on. It's about 1:40. Check it out later, because you've got seen it from my angle and I've got it all. And it's just an obvious penalty, and I'm just like screaming like everyone else. And then the ref waves it away, and you're like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, it's a really rash challenge from an experienced defender as well.
I know, but at least the right decision did get made. I thought. Raul, he loves scoring against Southampton. I thought how composed he was taking that penalty.
You never think he's going to miss, really, do you? You always... Is there a better penalty taker that we've ever had play for our club than him? He always looks...
He has missed penalties for Wolves. One or two, that's about it, isn't it?
Sevilla,
yeah. Oh, that was in the corner final, wasn't it?
I'm struggling to remember any others that he's missed. But, yeah, I mean, to get the VAR decision, I mean,
two of them.
That's what it's there for, to correct clear and obvious errors. But I can't remember anything going in our favour in that nature before.
No, well, we're in a new year now, so maybe it's our turn to get up.
Yeah, and as soon as he went over to the monitor, he thought there's only going to be one outcome. There's only got to be one outcome here.
Well, they obviously wanted him to have a look at it. And when he's seen it himself, I mean, actually in broad daylight, how can you not give it? It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it was composed, finished. We got to halftime, 1-0 up. I mean, before we get to that, I've got to bring it back to the Jose Sarr save just after that. Because from my perspective, I thought that was a clear header. Oh, damn. And then he just pulls out that save.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good height for a goalkeeper. You know, he's not had to dive down low into the corner, but credit his anticipation and credit his athleticism. And also the way that he punches it out away from the goal, you know, a goalkeeper that's less skillful might just, it might just part
and drop down and gets finished off rebounding, on the second phase. And then we're at half time. We're 1-0 up. Cody scores. That was a nice moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I love his celebrations. He's so passionate, and he just
the joy. You
know, he's like the song. He's wondrous through and through, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And, he is absolutely.
To see his face, you know, on the pictures and everything when he scored, it's just I love joyous. It when he scores. I really do.
It's joyous. And of course, after that, we're 2-0 up, and we're thinking good, and we're, you know, Southampton are pushing, but we're controlling the game. There's a free kick. It looks quite a way out. I think it was Moutinho that gave it away. Jack Ward-Prowse, they're not really much of a wall. I was saying, oh, this is too far out. There wasn't much of a wall. But then Ward-Prowse, I mean, as a Wolves fan, you've got to take a bow and go, that's a great free kick.
Yeah. Like you said, only two in the wall, but it was quite a long way out. And I've watched a replay of it. The goalkeeper's got no chance. The ball swerves like mad from the centre. The way to the keeper's left.
Yeah.
Which is why
it probably goes one way initially and then the ball curves away. And you've seen it. So if a goalkeeper takes us even the slightest step with the weight going off the foot where he's got to get back, by the time he's got back, it's past you. You saw that, what was it, in the Man City goal? Not the Man City goal. There was a goal the other day that similar. I can't think who it was, but it did the same thing. The keeper just took that one step. And if he hadn't taken the step and he'd have been there to go, he would have probably saved it. But by the time it's gone past. And Jose Sarr was telling himself off. But like you, I don't think he could have done much with it.
No chance, no. And yeah, you have to take your hat off to Ward-Prowse. I mean, not only is he a very good set-piece specialist, but I also think at times a player like him would have benefited us because he's full of energy, he's good on the ball, he's good offensively and defensively. But I thought that was the only way, really, they were going to get back into the game through a set piece, because the second half seemed to pass through without much happening, really.
I never felt very stressed at all, did you?
No, I just thought this game's going to peter out. But then it came back to life, didn't it, after that? And
when that goal went in, I'm like, okay. 2-1. They always say it's a dangerous scoreline, because we saw against Villa our momentum can change, and we saw it. I mean, the Villa game today. I mean, I didn't watch it. I was listening to it, but they got the goal, and then they got the equaliser, and they had the momentum to maybe with the United game, didn't they? It's a funny scoreline. You get the third, you don't come back from it really. But this a 2-1 with kind of, was it about 7 minutes plus added time to go, they just thought, right. And I'm like, okay. And then what did you think when the ball hit the underside of the bar?
I thought that's their chance gone.
Did you think it was going in?
Yeah.
I did. When it hit the underside of the bar, I was like, oh. And then I thought it didn't land to one of them. I think it was Semedo that just about got a block or scrambled it away, and we got it away, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it was Gomez that threw his almost himself in front of, I think it was Stuart Armstrong that was lining up a shot. But as soon as they hit the bar, I thought, that's their chance gone. Now they might get one more big chance. That was it. And I thought,
turned out, it was Wolves that got the big chances after that with Traore.
And I want to credit him for the way that he took his goal. He'd missed a good chance just before, but he showed such composure. And I've talked about it on the show before about passing the ball into the net. That's what he did. He didn't try and put his foot through it and hit it as hard as he could on the goal. He rolled it into the corner using his weaker foot. And I think that, you know, that's the way that he's got to go when he's in those positions. Accuracy
over power. He did take it well. And to be honest, I'm so happy he did score, because I think that would have been curtains, really. After missing the thing, it's just like, he's never going to score. Because it was an open goal. I mean, I mean, you probably had a better view than me, because I was at the other end. But it just like, everyone just went, oh, it's just so trial, right? It's like, you know what I mean?
He took it off Cadence's toes, I think.
Roll your eyes. It's like, what do you expect? And then he does finish it. And everyone was so happy that he did. And I think the relief from him and the rest of the team was evident. And maybe that'll just give him that little bit of fillip. Do you think he's going, Paul?
I don't want to think about it anymore. It seems like every day that question's being asked. I don't think he's going anywhere this month.
No, I don't. I mean, Tottenham offering to loan players to us, and it's like, or having him on loan for the season again. It's like they tried that in the thing. They obviously haven't got any money, really, to do it. And to be honest, no one's really got shed loads of money to go and spend a lot of money. I mean, Newcastle are shedding out money, but they've got new owners and they're desperate. They're gambling, aren't they, to stay in the Premier League? And you look at Newcastle today, 89th minute, they were beating Watford. It's such a massive game for them, and Watford equalise. It's like the Newcastle fans, I just feel like they get given this hope all the time, and they're about to blow this balloon up, and every match they just put a pin in it. It's like that, isn't it? It's like the FA Cup last week. It's like they get beat by Cambridge when they've got their new paraded Trippier around the pitch. And then today, Watford, they're winning, and then the pin comes out, and it's... I don't know if they're going to get out of it, mate, to be honest. It's just football like that. Whereas Wolves at the moment, it's like it seems everything's changed. It's like we got in the VAR decision. We've got a penalty. Cody scored. Traore scored. We've scored three goals in each of the last two games. We beat United away after 42 years. 2022, it's like, well, so far, so good.
Yeah, and things like that just breeds more confidence, doesn't it? And hopefully we can go on a bit of a run now with Brentford away next.
What did you make of Gomez?
I thought he just slotted in so seamlessly. And actually, in the second half, I almost forgot he was playing, which I think is a compliment, because, you know, you're not sat there worrying about a rookie making his debut. You're thinking, this guy looks like he's played at this level before. He's not causing any problems for us. He's just seamlessly gone into Saïss's position. And I think credit has to go to Bruno, really.
I'm just the same.
Because he's obviously identified, you know, this guy can come in and do a job for us. So credit to the manager for giving him, a player of youth, a chance in the Premier League.
We hadn't heard of two weeks ago?
No, I mean, I'm obviously like you, a hardcore home and away supporter, and I couldn't tell you anything about him before.
If you can't tell me anything about it, then we are in trouble, aren't we? Because you know everything about everything. Yeah, it's like, well, you know.
I don't know about that.
Is this athletic quiz, is it happening again this year?
I haven't spoken to Tim about it. To be honest, if it doesn't happen, then I'm the reigning champion still, aren't I? So
You are.
It'd be good fun if they did do it. But when you beat Gully,
it was like the last 96 minute winner that you got last year.
Yeah, big far post header from myself, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm going. Yeah. Are you?
If I can get a ticket, man, because like I'm not a gold or a silver like you. I don't know what you are. Are you gold or silver?
Gold, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. You're a gold. It's okay. So I'm like effectively a bronze. And normally, I'm really on the ball. If it had gone to the next points like normal, I would have got, but they put it into a ballot and like I ain't got. So unless I can get a ticket from somewhere, from somebody, I won't be able to go. And I really want to go to Brentford as well. So Paul, if you're involved, let me know.
Definitely. I'll be in touch if I hear of any.
Yeah, because I've only missed Brighton away this year so far. So I really want to go to Brentford. I think it'd be a good game. But hey-ho, we'll have to wait and see. If not, we'll still have the extra time anyway. But you know what I mean? Right, we've got to finish up. We're not going to do your performance rating first, because we have to do the man of the match first, so we can give everyone the people's choice to vote. And then the producer will tap it all up and she will send me the message on my phone. So your man of the match and why?
I've got to agree with my daughter. I asked her after the match and she said Max Kilman. Wow. And I just think he seems to get better every week. And he's I mean, that one tackle he did in the second half, you could almost hear the boom that it made. And
I really think he could play
for any team in the country. Now I really do believe that.
Do you think he should get an England call up?
Absolutely. I think he's got to be in Gareth Southgate's thoughts, and I can't see any reason why he shouldn't be called up. And for me at the moment, he's not got a weakness.
No.
He's not slow. He's great in the air. He's great at passing and bringing the ball out. He's a threat in the other box now. His positioning's excellent. For me, he's so good, you know, and it does make me worry if he does get a call-up, you know, are one of these big boys going to come in with a crazy offer for him? I hope not, but...
Well, we ain't selling him, so that's it. We've decided. So, guys, the people's choice. So you've got to vote. Harry Adama Traore. Giuseppe went, I think, for Ait Nouri. Scott's or Kilman. We've got two votes for Kilman. We've got... you got Pedence from me, because I went for Pedence. What's the other one? So we've got Traore, Kilman, Pedence, Ait Nouri. What's the other one? Was there another one? There must be another one. I think there was another one. Someone will tell me. Oh, yeah. And Jose Sarr from Wolfman Jess. So everyone, when I count to three, I'm going to give you the thing. When I count for three, I'm going to count you down from 3, 2, 1. You've got to put your votes in when I say, not till I say. So 3, 2, 1. Bang your votes down. The producer will top them up whilst I've talked to thing in. Whilst you're at it, smash a like on the video. See whether we can get up to 150 likes. So start voting below. And if you want to put your performance rating in there as well, you're more than welcome. And then in a few minutes' time, we'll get the result of the people's choice. So, Paul, performance rating.
My performance rating, and I haven't got a little board, I'm afraid. You can send me one in the post and I'll hold one up for next time, but...
I think you were looking at doing it. You were having a look.
I'll give it that instead.
Is that a 7?
Yeah, give it a 7. I've actually seen us play better and lose this season. Obviously, I'm thrilled with the result, but I have seen us play. I mean, I'm giving it a good score, but I have seen us play better.
Yeah, absolutely. 7. It's a good one. And how do you feel about the start to 2022? What do you think's changed?
I feel full of enthusiasm about it. And I think, I don't know what's changed really. Perhaps we look a bit more threatening in the final third because we've still got that solid foundation that we've maintained. 3 goals in the last 2 home matches. Could have had 3 at Man United. I don't know. I just think we're offering a bit more threat now. That's the short answer to that.
Scoring goals is certainly an habit that we want to get into, isn't it? Paul, I do have a really important update to share. We're on 4th on match of the day. I said 4th.
I watch it in the morning, and the girls just want me to fast forward it to when we're on anyway, so it doesn't make any difference to me.
We're on 4th. I said 4th. I had a feeling we'd be on 4th. We score 3 goals and we can't get on any higher than 4th. But
let other people not notice us. We'll just keep ticking away, reeling in Man United. Really,
well, we're only a point behind United now, aren't we?
Well, if we beat Arsenal in the 2 fixtures that we've got against them, we'll be above them as well. So
we've got to play Arsenal twice still.
Yeah, because we've got them at home on the 10th of Feb, but the away fixture's still yet to be confirmed.
That got cancelled, didn't it, because of their COVID situation? And the fact, haven't they cancelled the Tottenham game as well?
Yeah, that's been postponed now.
Yeah, so we have. So if we beat Arsenal twice, here we go. Let's just work it out. I'm just going to look at the league table. Hold on. Let's just have a look at the table.
I think importantly with the league table, we're starting to put a bit of distance between us and the mid-table pack.
Well, we
the
are.
The likes of your Leicesters.
Well, if you look at it, obviously there's games to come tomorrow. Wolves are 31 points, Paul. I think we lead about 5 points. To be pretty much safe. So we're on 31 points. Brighton are 3 points behind us on 28. Leicester are a further three back on 25. We've got two games in hand. Palace, who were breathing down our neck, and at the time when they beat us, were looking really good. But they've sort of fell off a bit. 21 games, 24 points. Southampton, who we beat today, 21 games, 24 points. Villa on 23. They're 8 points behind us. Then you go down to Brentford. Everton, who Benitez might be going, but getting his waiter's job back soon. Lost to Norwich today, who have moved up above Newcastle. So you look at it, really, and, you know, we're eighth place. Man United drew today, 32 points. So we're a point behind United, and we're 2 points behind Tottenham, but they have got two games in hand. One of them, again, is against Arsenal. Arsenal are on 35 points. So you're right. If we do take even 4 points out of Arsenal, really, we'll be either at level with them or above them. We beat them twice. And we're only 6 points off fourth, and West Ham have played a game more.
Yeah, it's all looking very promising. I mean, I think our best Premier League total was 57 when we finished, one of the years we finished seventh under Nuno. So, you know, that should be a target for us to reach. At the halfway stage, we've got 28 points after 19, which is halfway.
Yeah.
So if you double that, 56. So
there or thereabouts.
If we're getting, high 50s, heading up towards 60, I think that
Brentford
would be
Brentford got a game against United in the week as well.
Yeah, that got postponed, didn't it, around Christmas time?
Hope this is the hope that kills you. Yeah, so I mean, you've got to keep believing, and of course the FA Cup's there to be shot at. I think Wolves can have a go. We've got a home tie against Norwich, who've gonna have all the priorities, I think. You know, I think it was at Norwich, be a different kettle of fish. I'd be confident about that. The producer has given me the results of the things. It's quite a big vote, and the winner of the People's Choice is Jose Sarr. Jose Sarr is the winner of the People's Choice. Thank you for everyone that's voted. So Sarr, everyone loves Sarr. Everyone loves Kilman. Absolutely fantastic. It's been a great show, as always, Paul. I'm hoping I can go to Brentford. Keep your eye out, mate, if something comes up for that, because I do want to go. I'm gutted. I can't get a ticket. I normally can.
But if they have anything, I'll be straight on the phone to you.
It's not a big ground, is it, Brentford?
No. I think we've got a 1,700 allocation or something. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully see you there if you manage to get a ticket.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed, I'll try. Right then, guys, thank you. Can I just thank everyone, all of the pundits that have come on today to talk and chat's been absolutely brilliant. We've had well over 100 people watching all the way through the show today. We've had all of you guys commenting in the chat and having conversations, giving some points, some questions, all that sort of jab, which really helps contribute to the show. I really hope all of you have smashed a like on the video. If you're brand new, please consider subscribing. Check out SpiderVPN because they are fantastic what they do, and the prices that they're doing for as well. And it covers all of your household appliances. You've got all your VPN sorted. And if you're listening to this back on the podcast, which Paul will do, because I know you will listen to it back on the podcast, or you're watching it on playback, thank you for supporting the channel. And onwards and upwards. Wolves have started the season with 3 wins, 2 in the FA Cup, 1-0 against United last week, 3 points, first time in 42 years. A good win against Sheffield United to progress to the fourth round of the FA Cup, and another 3 goals this week, 3-1 against Southampton. Wolves on 31 points from 20 games. We're 8th in the league. We've got a chance of Europe, and we've got a chance of the FA Cup. 2022 has certainly started well, and long may it continue, and the VAR decisions going our way. From myself, everyone that's taken part, and also Paul, who's on the screen with me now. All the best, everyone. Love to you wherever you are in the world. Always Wolves.
Good night, everyone. Thanks.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.